Mexico's auto industry has evolved rapidly since the early 20th century. The country of over 131 million people is the world's fourth largest auto exporter from a dollar standpoint, making it a global player in the global auto industry. For some background, Mexico is part of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. The agreement, which was established in 1994, created a free trade zone between Mexico, the US, and Canada. It eliminated tariffs on most products traded between the three countries, among other things, which included workplace safety and the environment. This agreement led to a surge in foreign direct investment into Mexico's automotive sector. Major global automakers established or expanded manufacturing facilities in Mexico to capitalize on lower labor costs and tariff-free access to the US and Canadian markets. As a result, the Mexican automotive industry became heavily export-oriented. A large portion of the cars and automotive parts produced in Mexico are designated for the US and Canada, roughly 76%. Integrating the country deeply into the North American supply chain, NAFTA contributed to significant job creation in the Mexican automotive sector and spurred economic growth in regions where automotive plants were built. And the presence of global automakers facilitated the transfer of technology and skills to the Mexican workforce, contributing to the development of a more skilled labor pool and advanced manufacturing practices in the country. An evolution of NAFTA, or rewrite of NAFTA, in the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, further cemented Mexico's role as a pivotal manufacturing hub, which is even more deeply integrated into US and Canadian markets. The agreement, which came into effect in the middle of 2020, introduced stricter rules of origin for vehicles and automotive parts. To qualify for tariff-free treatment under the USMCA, a higher percentage of a vehicle's content must have originated from within North America. The agreement introduced labor value content requirements as well, stipulating that a certain percentage of each vehicle must be made by workers earning at least $16 US per hour. This aimed to level the playing field between Mexico and its higher wage trading partners, the US and Canada. These new rules have led to automotive companies that operate in Mexico to reevaluate and adjust their supply chains, sourcing more inputs from within North America and investing in higher wage labor where necessary. While we're on the subject of investing, we hope that you'll invest in this channel by clicking that like button and that subscribe button if you haven't already. By doing that, you're really helping us to grow our platform as well as improve what we do here, and we simply appreciate it. Now, with some recent key developments, Mexico, one of the America's largest countries, is becoming the new frontier in the power play for automotive leadership with the help of the Chinese. Boosted by large government subsidies and with EV adoption increasing rapidly around the world over the past 3 years, China's EV exports have jumped 851%. This rapid rise has pushed the country past Japan as the world's number one car exporter. Sales of affordable Chinese-made EVs are booming in Mexico. According to the Mexican Association of Automotive Distributors, Mexico's imports of Chinese cars, both EVs and internal combustion engine, increased 63% in the first 8 months of 2023 compared to the same period in 2022. These trends are starting to worry U.S. automakers. The concern is that several Chinese EV auto manufacturers will build factories south of the border to take advantage of Mexico's standing in the USMCA. The worry among the big three automakers, which include GM, Ford, and Stellantis, is that the Chinese automakers will undercut them. Especially formidable is Chinese automaker BYD, which is backed by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. The company has recently overtaken Tesla as the world's biggest EV automaker. BYD owns the entire supply chain of its EV batteries, from the raw materials to the finished battery packs. Other Chinese EV makers have similar supply chain advantages to varying degrees, giving them a big cost advantage. In the US, tariffs affecting Chinese EV makers have made it nearly impossible for them to compete against vehicles made domestically or those imported from Europe, South Korea, and Japan. Made in China EVs are sold in more than 100 countries, and the US is the only market where Chinese EVs are not sold. That doesn't mean the Chinese are not planning to find their way into the world's second largest auto market. Currently in the US, made in China EVs are subject to a 25% tariff, which is on top of a 2.5% tariff on all imported cars. That's prevented them from making any significant inroads into the US market. But manufacturing in Mexico could shift the balance. Of course, American and European automakers have long manufactured cars and parts in Mexico for export to the US and Canada. They've taken advantage of lower labor costs and the free trade agreement. German automakers Volkswagen and BMW would be two examples. Both automakers have factories inside Mexico. As part of the agreement, automakers can import cars into the US duty-free as long as 3/4 of each vehicle's parts content were built in North America. Recently, the US government, intent on building up the country's domestic EV supply chain, released new rules making it harder for vehicles with battery components made by a foreign entity of concern. This includes companies controlled by North Korea, Iran, Russia, or China. These vehicles cannot qualify for the $7,500 tax break granted to EV buyers under the Inflation Reduction Act. For more on that rule and what it's about, click on the related video link. EV pioneer Tesla also has its sights set on Mexico, announcing last March that it would produce a significantly more affordable EV than those in its current lineup. The company will build its fifth gigafactory in Mexico. For more information on that, click on the related video link. Recently, U.S. House of Representatives lawmakers warned Trade Representative Katherine Tai in a letter that the Chinese plan to dominate the global automobile industry, including with its EV manufacturers. they say that the Chinese are looking for a backdoor into the U.S. using its key trading partners, and Mexico would be an example. They also added that there is a coming wave of Chinese automobiles into the U.S. market, and that tariffs should be maintained on made in China EVs and even increased. The concern is that China will export its EVs via Mexico. Mexico isn't the only country with a U.S. free trade agreement that China wants to leverage. South Korea has a free trade agreement as well. And China will build its Polestar 4 in Busan, South Korea. Now, Polestar is owned by Chinese automaker Geely. This car will avoid the 27.5% tariff that's on its lineup counterpart, the Polestar 2. Polestar was previously owned by Volvo. Polestar also plans to build its Polestar 3 at a Volvo factory in South Carolina, which would allow it to avoid tariffs. U.S. automakers are concerned that China is preparing to flood the country and global markets with automobiles, particularly EVs. And these are propped up by massive subsidies and protectionist policies by the Chinese government. Recently, Ford Motor Company executive chairman Bill Ford warned that American automakers are not quite ready yet to compete with Chinese automakers on EVs. He stated that the Chinese auto industry has developed quickly and at large scale, and now they are exporting. He warned that the American auto industry really needs to be ready. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said that Chinese automakers will demolish global automotive rivals without trade barriers, underscoring the pressure that Tesla is in as it faces competition from the likes of BYD and others who are looking to expand globally. He called Chinese car companies the most competitive and predicted that they will be very successful outside of China, depending on what type of tariffs or trade barriers are implemented against them. He said that the Chinese automakers are extremely good and warned that if no trade barriers are put into place, the Chinese will pretty much demolish every other car company in the world. As I mentioned previously, Tesla has plans to introduce a more affordable EV into its lineup. This is expected to be a compact, mass-produced vehicle that will compete with Tesla's inexpensive rivals. Production is set to begin in mid-2025 at Tesla's Texas Gigafactory, with plans to expand that production to the planned Gigafactory in Mexico. But Chinese automakers are very good at keeping costs in check with a stable supply chain, and they also move very fast. There's rising competition and excess capacity in China, so many automakers are now looking to expand their footprint outside of China. Chinese EV maker SAIC Motor, for instance, has been placing orders for more vehicle shipping vessels in its fleet to counter shipping costs as it looks to expand overseas. Manufacturing in Mexico and other countries that have free trade agreements with the U.S. is just one part of the equation. There's still the issue of brand recognition as it relates to Chinese EVs. Some of China's largest automakers, like BYD and NIO, get average ratings for quality, reliability, and safety, but they score high as it relates to innovation inside China, and that has to do with the technology inside the vehicles, as well as features like battery swapping. But the Chinese will certainly improve as it relates to quality, and they will continue to differentiate their vehicles. There's currently low awareness of Chinese brands in the US, but the Chinese are determined to change that. The increasing shift to EVs globally and the forces that are driving the shift are having a major impact to the global automotive landscape. There are many opportunities, but even more questions loom about the future of the auto industry. How will Chinese expansion into markets like Mexico and other markets that have free trade agreements with the US impact the North American automotive industry as well as the global auto industry? And how will traditional automakers respond to the challenge? As always, if you enjoyed the video and want more videos from the definitive source for clean tech, e-mobility, and sustainability, make sure you're subscribed to cleanearth.io.